Now, let me play some important stuff here. This is from August 6th. Okay. Our question, being a human involves salt, and angels can't be human and don't have access to tears. So do they want salt and tears so they can be human?
They want salt not to be human so they can be God.
One requires salt to be God?
They do. You have to be salt and light.
And humans have that already. They're fine.
They could be, yes.
Do you have to have salt to have tears?
Yes, you have to have it as a saline-based solution.
Do you have something to add to that, Roxy?
I found very interesting what he said, that angels want to have tears. Are tears related to living water, or why would they want tears?
They want the salt.
Why do they think they need salt for? What's salt really
used? You are. It's you. Without salt, you are not.
Does that have to do with the...
Dr. D?
With the change of the non-people?
Dr. Dean, the people who are not requested.
What's the difference between a human, little man, and the people who are not according to salt? What's the... Do they digest it and use it differently?
Dr. Dean?
Okay.
The salt percentage of the human body is...
Well, 0.4% of the body's weight is salt, so 50 kilograms per week.
0.15%, yes?
0.4%.
0.15%.
You're saying it's 0.15%?
Well, we're asking you.
Well, I'm saying all I'm getting on... the Googler is that 0.4% of the body's weight at a concentration equivalent to that of seawater.
So a 70-kilogram human would have 105 grams of each, the element table salt, or 210 grams in terms of whole NaCl.
Yeah, sodium chloride. They're saying 50-kilogram person would have 200 grams of sodium chloride, around 4 teaspoons. That's a lot, actually, because when I did the math on the amount of sugar in, well, I did it in the blood. The amount of sugar in the blood at any one time is about 2 teaspoons. So there's a heck of a lot more salt than there is sugar. That's kind of neat.
What sugar? Which sugar?
Glucose, you know, blood glucose that they measure on blood tests.
Is that the main sugar we have?
Yeah, when you eat carbohydrates, it metabolizes and then turns into glucose, which is what the body uses for food in the cells, in the mitochondria.
And you're saying salt is more than sugar?
Well, according to these rough statistics, let's look up the amount of salt in blood. That may be different. What is the amount?
Oh, okay.
Salt,
so now you're looking at 9.9% by weight. Now this is where they really start bringing the acidity.
The whole body had 0.4. And if you're saying it's 0.9, then the blood is twice as salty as the body.
Correct. And seawater is still 3.5%.
What's twice as salty, Cal?
The blood. But, you know, this is all kind of speculative. I'd have to look closer.
Based on what?
And well, you know, we might be comparing apples and oranges here.
Well, what you're trying to get to is the change of the acidity of your blood.
According to the new environment, according to the RNA drops, the blood should be becoming more acid, correct?
It does. It is. Whole plasma will leave only mineral salts as a residue.
That means more salt, Carol?
No, you're going to have more salt.
Due to the drops.
To change the pH, it's more about the
yes.
hydrogen.
Yes, very good, very good, very good, very good.
Well, what are you talking about salt for then? You switch to hydrogen. What's the theme on salt?
No, that's how it applies.
What's how? The hydrogen applies to the salt?
To the pH.
No, the reverse. The salt affects the pH, which has to do with the acidity, which has to do with the blood.
And it has to do with the hydrogen?
pH always has to do with the hydrogen.
Oh, yeah. So this dropping of the RH factor means more salt?
It's going to change the hemoglobin ratio.
Does that involve salt?
The protein molecule in the red blood cells that carries oxygen away from the body's tissue and returns carbon dioxide back to the tissue. It's made up of four protein molecules, globulin chains, that are connected together.
Yes, but we're talking about salt. Now, have you jumped ship to another theme? Like, what salt has to do with any of this? That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the blood.
Well, you were talking about the salt, and you should indicate that you've dropped that and has nothing to do with what you're saying now, or it does have something to do.
The HB, it does.
So what's that mean?
It's the iron containing oxygen transport metal of protein.
So the drops are changing the salt in the body.
Glycated hemoglobin.
What's that say to you, Carol, in relation to salt? As we're trying to remain constant here.
I don't think there is a constant, Bob, so don't bother.
Well, why is he talking about salt? That's what we started for.
Well, weren't you playing stuff about salt and the body, salt and the angels and the salt and light and all that?
Yeah, we were talking about salt, and an ion's gone into this.
Mm-hmm.
Why ion? Why are you bringing up non-salt issues?
Somehow pH came up, and I said, well, that's more to do with hydrogen, so that's where it gets off on a different track.
Right.
But this is interesting. I just Googled for negative pH, and years ago when we were starting looking at negative pH, nothing ever came up. But now there's references to negative pH where in the Niger Delta, dramatic pH depressions were recorded in Iron Mountain mining site, California, where pH less than zero and negative pHs were recorded. So there it is. They're finding negative pH.
That's pretty interesting.
It is.
Well, sometimes you have to do that so then you can come back to what we said all along. That's why the HGBA1C would be measured differently.
Yeah, hemoglobin A1C, that's where you measure the, like I was saying, the
glycation.
Hemoglobin.
Now we're going to have a non-enzymatic glycation pathway.
Okay.
Okay, now how does that relate to salt? I mean, that's what we're doing.
You're going to have more salt, and salt's going to be your preservative. Salt and brine is fine.
A preservative in our bodies.
It's a preservative, period.
No, you're talking about preserving food or something in our body?
No difference. If we eat your food. Let's eat Bob,
so,
Carolyn. Let's eat Bob. Why not? Let's eat him.
I'm the main eater here. I'm the dark soul.
Well,
that's
why we should eat Bob. Let's eat Bob.
Okay, so we're saying we're getting more salty. Is that a result of the new environment?
It has to do with the end of the beta chain.
The end of the beta chain.
Yep.
So Beta train. And
shift. It's a shift base.
You mean shifts or shift?
Shift. S-C-H-I-F-F. Shift.
That's not shift, S-H-I-F-T, count. So what is S-H-I-F-F?
I don't know. It's like a reagent.
And is it capitalized?
Often, yeah.
S-H-I-F-F.
Deoxyfructose. Deoxyfructose.
So when you look at glycation in proteins, glycation means when a protein gets kind of bound up with sugar and it kind of starches it up or paralyzes it. So under glycated hemoglobin in Wiki, we've got glycation of proteins is a frequent occurrence. But in the case of hemoglobin, a non-enzymatic reaction occurs between glucose and the end of the beta chain, which is what Anna just said. This forms a shift base, which is itself converted to 1-deoxyfructose. This rearrangement is an example of a Maddori rearrangement. So what does all this mean? Well, I mean, with our sugar, with our super sugar, we're definitely going to be in on that reaction, right, Ion?
Most certainly.
So when blood sugar levels are high, glucose molecules will attach to the hemoglobin in red blood cells. So does that mean people who are doing RNA drops, their hemoglobin A1C is going to look higher?
No, it'll actually end up at exactly 6.
Well, I mean, 6 is on the high end of normal. Some people might even think it's high, but
okay.
It's going to sit there and be just fine, is what you're saying.
It's going to sit there until the rest of you catch up to you convert it.
And catching up and converting it, I assume that's going to happen when we get the protein powder, the living water, and the bread of life going.
There's protein powder.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, yay.
We like
I
cats.
Thought we were talking
we like
amongst
cats.
Ourselves. Okay.
We like cats out of hats. We love it. It's fun. You heard it here first. No, you didn't hear it here first. There you go.
Bob's throwing things at me because I let something out of the bag.
We think it's just wonderful. We think it's wonderful. This is another paid preview of our advertisement program. It's wonderful. You'll like it very well.
Hey, you owe me one, Carol.
You owe me 100.
You'll never live this one down. It's a good day.
So what did we learn, Palmer?
Palmer.
Here?
Lots of things. Got me back in the game.
Ta-da! So now what happens is you're now going to bring back a new way to calculate how the body processes sugars normally, and then how the change in the salt level affects the lipids that changes the way the spun-out hemoglobin even counts sugar in the level. So that's the way you'll tell how many deciliters are in a blah, 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 what that garbagey gobbledygook divers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your glib glabber is going to get feeling way better real soon. And if you don't have your glib glabber removed, it'll do you well.
Ed Long has that under Ina Bob on the website, glib glabber, and a bunch of other words, but he has glib glabber there. He got that right. Describing the same.